Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's be just give praise to the Lord this morning. Let's just begin to give praise to the Lord this morning.
This ain't no ordinary word. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship, no ordinary praise. Today is not an ordinary day, brothers and sisters, but this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Not only has he made it, but he's awakened us this morning, given us another day, another opportunity in life. Glory, and we shall rejoice. Are you rejoicing this morning? Come on and just give God praise. Wherever you are, the lines are muted. If you're tuned in online, we can't hear you. If you're tuned in via phone, I can't hear you. So just begin to magnify the Lord for his blessings toward you. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. For today's teaching, we're in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. Again, that is 1 Chronicles, chapter 4. Verses 9 through 10, and I have a powerful word for you. So while you're getting your Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to stay connected with me. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, ensure that you don't miss your fresh word by following the podcast, so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, followed by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as the ability to contact me, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, see my itinerary, donate to support the ministry, and everything else you need is on my ministry website, rossi.org, rawsi.org. Make sure you visit there today. All right, by now you should have those Bibles ready. Let's get into this word for today's Daily Fire. I am in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 through 10, reading from the KJV. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Now listen to this last verse. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Listen to that last sentence again. And God granted him that which he what? Requested. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today is increase. Come on and say it with me aloud wherever you are right now. What is it? Increase. glory. Brothers and sisters, it is not that God is not opening doors for you. It is not that God doesn't desire for you to have the best in life in every area of your life. Because as we see here in 1 Chronicles 4, 9 through 10, God will grant that request. But the issue is that you are not walking through the doors into your promised land. I said the issue is not that God is not answering your prayers. The issue is not that God doesn't want you to be the head and not the tail. The issue is not that God is not a prayer-answering God, glory, but that you, for whatever reason or reasons in your life, are not walking through the doors he's opening. You're not receiving the miracles he's bestowing upon you, but the good news, hallelujah, is that I've come to help you free yourself today. In the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 through 10, Jabez knew that he wanted more. Have you ever been in that situation? He knew that there was more to life than what he was living at that moment. He knew that his territory needed to be enlarged. He knew that his coast, in other words, the boundaries, the constraints that were upon him at that time were binding him, and that he wanted a freedom, glory, from just being Jabez that everybody knew at that day. He wanted a liberation, if you will, from just being only mediocre. And he wanted an exoneration or an acquittal or clemency from the sins and the mistakes of his past. So he went to God and he said, oh, my Lord, glory, if only you would bless me indeed. If only, Father, you would look on me and have mercy. Any of you ever talk to God like that? Just authentic. You didn't need large words. You didn't need eloquent words. You just poured out your heart to God and you just said, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, glory. If only, God, you would just bless me indeed. If only, Lord, you would look beyond my faults, look beyond my mistakes, look beyond my sin. If only, God, you would just look beyond my disobedience, Lord, and just bless me regardless of me. Bless me despite me. Bless me indeed. If only, God, you would come in and enlarge my territory, enlarge my boundaries. If only, God, you would cover me in the blood of Jesus. You ever talk to him like that? Place your angels all around me. If only, God, you would give me divine guidance, divine wisdom. If only, Lord, you would show me the strategy that I need to get out of this situation. If only, God, he said, you would keep me from evil, the temptations, God, that I cannot overcome on my own. If only, God, you would grant me increase, glory. If only, God, you would do it. Now, why, brothers and sisters, go to God about this? Because he knew that God was sovereign. He knew that God was able. He knew that what he was asking was within the jurisdiction of God to do increase. If it is, it's in the hands of God. Increase. It is in the will of God. Increase belongs to God. Increase for you today, glory. Increase for me today. It belongs to God. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, the word says that it is in God's plan, glory, that he wants to prosper us. He said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, and that I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future too. In other words, increase. In Ephesians 3, verse 20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory. Increase belongs to God. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Increase belongs to God. But the ability to receive it and walk it out belongs to you. What will you do with the platforms God has given you? What will you do with the anointing that is on your life? What will you do with the talents and gifts that God has given you? And what are the reasons that you have not done it already? Oh, come on. This is Daily Fire. This is where I empower you with a fresh word from God. Be true with yourself. Is it fear of what people will say? Is it fear of your past? Do you have low self-esteem? Is it that you don't have the finances to just step out and do what you know God has called you to do? Is it that you are a toxic person yourself, and you need to be delivered from your own toxicity, your own negative behavior? Or are you in a cesspool of toxicity in your family or friends? Do you need to release yourself from the constraints of your own self-imposed environment so that your territory can be enlarged? Increase belongs to God. Glory. But the ability to walk it out belongs to you. Will you receive it today? Before we get ready to go in prayer, will you receive the enlargement of your territory? Now, this can be in your home. Maybe you need your relationship and your marriage enlarged. Maybe you need the happiness and the joy there again. Maybe you need prayer there again. Maybe the two of you have gone through all kinds of things, infidelity, bankruptcy. You have issues with your children. Whatever it is, increase belongs to you today. Just begin to speak it out right now. I speak increase in your marriage. Say it out. I speak increase in my home. Say it out loud. I speak increase over my children. Whatever you need, oh God, bless me indeed. Tell him I speak increase in my job. I speak increase in my finances. I speak increase in my own psychological health. Tell him I speak increase in my body. Tell the Lord what you need, that he would bless you indeed. I speak increase in my health. I speak increase over the fear, over the things that bind me. Whatever it is, glory. As we go into prayer, speak it out loud right now. Hallelujah. Get your freedom today. Get your liberation today. Whatever it is that constrains you, addiction, a Holy Spirit, defensiveness, argumentative nature, narcissism, self-doubt, low self-esteem, whatever it is, release today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we glorify you for the increase. We glorify you for the increase. Father, oh, God, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Come in and keep us from evil. Remove the things that bind us and grieve us. Oh, God, we speak increase. Oh, Lord, we speak increase in every area of our lives. We speak it. We receive it. We will walk it out. We will objectively assess ourselves and our roles and not having enlarged the territory the way that you told us. We will come back into alignment with your will because we pray to you, because we believe you. We pray to you because we believe in you. You have the authority. You have the power. You have the jurisdiction. Release our increase. Release our
release it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we receive it. Oh, God, we receive it. And we walk in it. No longer will we be afraid. No longer will we be insecure. No longer will we be bound, but we'll sit down. We'll make the plan. We'll map it out. We'll make the modifications and the adjustments so that we can walk out every talent, every gift, every anointing, every blessing. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We thank you, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Come on and just praise him for your increase. Praise him not only for your increase in the release, but because you will walk it out. Come on and praise him as we prepare to do the altar call and then end with your task for today. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who have gotten off track, for those of you who have not been living what God told you, for those of you who have been sitting down on your talents and your gifting, for those of you who have not been living out and walking out your anointing, for those of you who are living in self-imposed prisons, for those of you who have been bound to your past, repeat after me. Father, I come today in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess, glory, that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I receive the blessings indeed. I confess that I receive my enlarged territory. I confess that I receive the power of the angels of God placed around me to keep me from evil. I am released from my past. I am released from my sin. I am released from my self-doubt. I am released from my procrastination. I am released from my insecurity. I am released from my prison. I am exonerated. I am acquitted. I am free. I will walk it out. I am exonerated. I am acquitted. I am free. I will walk it out. I am exonerated. I am acquitted. I am free. I will walk out the blessings of God from this day forward and even forevermore. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on and just praise him. Let me give you a task. Our time is in and we're going to have to end. Keep praising God. Remember, tune in to Daily Fire with me live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from the broadcast page of rossi.org. You do not want to miss your fresh word. If you cannot tune in, go ahead now and follow by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222, you will receive a confirmation text. Finally, support the ministry by donating on rossi.org or Cash App Rossi Williams, $ R-A-W-S-I Williams, as we prepare to go into television ministry this year to spread the gospel to even more. Help be a soul winner. All right, our topic for today is increase. Your task for today is to do something affirmatively that brings increase into your life, whether it's applying for a promotion, applying for, you know, a new job or a side job, whether it's getting your family together and praying together, you know, coming in and just releasing each other from the things of the past, setting today as an established day of increase in your home. If you're not a tither, start tithing, giving, going to church. Whether it's in your health, you want increase in your health, start exercising or exercise consistently. You want increase in your mind, start feeding your mind good things and positive things. Join a book club. Get around positive people. Join Toastmasters or some kind of association or something that lets you put your mind to work. Volunteer in the community. Do something that positions you in a better place spiritually, mentally, psychologically, financially, recreationally, and health-wise, and relationally than where you were before you listened. All right, I'll see you live in the morning at 7. Anything can happen. Walk into the blessing. You've been released.
What you do with it is
you
up to
you. You are about to experience a life-changing moment. You won't leave the same way you came. 'Cause he's in our very name.